On the night that he was betrayed, Jesus gave his disciples standing orders for the next stages of the ministry after his impending departure. From a section of the gospel just read, you are taught that you stand as fully free friends of Christ, as Jesus has shown ultimate divine love for his friends. Samuel Crossman captured this so eloquently in his Lenten hymn, my song is love unknown, my Savior's love to me, love to the loveless shown, that they might lovely be. As those who stand under the curse of original sin, we confess that we sin daily. We are the loveless ones. The children of Adam are not lovely people on their own. No, this address of 6600 North Clinton Street is not some safe zone from sinning. Although, what a glorious reality this would be if so. And why is this? You've been warned that the devil prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. The devil seeks you. The biggest bullseye was placed upon your forehead and upon your heart in your baptism. This deceptive devil hits you right in the middle, time and time again, like a dart, finding the center red bullseye over and over and over. Satan is relentless. He is your lifelong enemy. In your baptism, you weren't just marked as one to be shot at repeatedly with figurative pointy darts. You were clothed with the righteousness of Christ. The death of Jesus became your death. His resurrected eternal life became your resurrected eternal life. He gave you access to eternal blessedness in heaven. And guess who doesn't like this just one little bit? Oh yes, Satan. In all of his cunning, he wants you to throw away this great precious gift of eternal life. He wants you to leave the Lord and to dwell down in the deep darkness where biting tongues of fiery gossip, covetousness, envy, malice, and hatred operate. It all seems pretty innocent at first. A little joke here, a little extra gaze there. And how about a small bit of wishing for that higher grade that the all-star in your class got? No, we aren't immune. In fact, for those foregoing the world's great treasures to serve as ordained servants of the word, the temptation to fall into many and various sins is quite high. Don't give in to that deceptive liar, Satan. The threat is real. So, if we're stuck with the curse of original sin nagging at us, the devil attacking us, and as we continue to fall and commit sin daily, how can we truly love one another as Jesus has commanded us in this text? Jesus tells you how this will all work in your lives. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. The life of Jesus flows to you in the branches from the source of himself as divine. From the fields of agriculture and biology, we know that branches can't choose to be part of the vine. The life of the branches must come from the vine. And in your baptism, Christ grafted your branch into his magnificent eternal vine. His life is now your life forever. And as you live out your earthly lives in loving your neighbors in many and various ways. It is Jesus who loves your neighbors through you. And as your branch grows, as you mature in the faith, he feeds you his very body and blood to nourish and strengthen your branch with the forgiveness of sins that comes from Christ alone. In his ongoing strengthening of you in his holy absolution and with his very body and blood, his love continues to build you up. It is Jesus who beat the devil once and for all. All of Satan's fiery bullseye hits can never hurt you. And through the love that starts with the Father and flows through the Son to you, you bear fruit. In this morning's reading, you heard that this particular fruit is of loving one another. This is that full divine agape love, that deep caring for another soul. Jesus is this agape love. He came down from heaven to save you and the whole world from the pangs of eternal damnation. He expressed this divine love by laying down his life for his friends on the cross. And now he calls you friend. The divine love of Jesus makes you a lovely one. In your freedom won by Christ on the cross, you no longer kneel down as servants. You are friends of the everlasting King Jesus Christ. The gates of heaven are open to you. You have full access to the kingdom. Whatever you ask in his name in faith, it will be done for you. This love is truly otherworldly. It cannot come from our sinful world. This love is truly countercultural to our time. Jesus calls you to show this love from the Father to the whole world. In a world torn apart from cultural relativism, greed, and malice towards one another, it is this message and actual loving of one another that this world so desperately needs. Christ freed you from the cares and concerns of the greedy gains of the sinful world. He has given you an eternal inheritance that no Wall Street hedge fund gamble could ever buy. In this eternal freedom, Jesus gives you the power and ability in your baptism to love unconditionally. There truly was never a love like that of our dear King Jesus. There is no story so divine. It's more than a story. It is your sure and eternal life in Jesus Christ. In his name, amen.